With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. The texts in the Book of Psalms span the whole of human experience, and during the Lenten season, we focus particularly on those of lament, reflection, and comfort. Musical settings, too, range from simple and spare to richly textured. So on today's program, we'll explore wonderful choral music by Pierre Vilette, John Rutter, Thomas Tallis, and others. We'll begin with lovely, if poignant, organ music of Johann Sebastian Bach. His setting of the chorale An Wasserfließen Babylon, by the Waters of Babylon, refers to the hymn adaptation of Psalm 137. The musical construction, with its overlapping phrases, evokes the flowing stream, with the chorale melody appearing in the tenor voice. Michael Unger performs on the Markesson organ of the Musashino Civic Cultural Hall in Tokyo.
Thank you.
on Wasserflüsse in Babylon from the great 18 chorales of J.S. Bach, Michael Unger played the organ of the Musashino Civic Cultural Center in Tokyo. Next, we'll hear the psalm associated with that chorale, Psalm 137, sung to Anglican chant. The stylized singing of the psalms elevated to an art form in the cathedrals of England. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sings a setting by Craig Seller Lang. John Scott directs By the Waters of Babylon, with Hugh Williams accompanying. An Anglican chant setting of Psalm 137, music by C.S. Lang. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in that plaintive setting. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. 20th century French composer Pierre Villette struck up a lasting friendship with British conductor Donald Hunt and the Worcester Cathedral Choir after that choir recorded many of his sacred choral works in the 1970s. In 1983, Villette dedicated his motet Attende Domine to Hunt and the choir. It's a setting of an ancient Latin penitential hymn most appropriate to Lent. We'll hear the Holst singers perform, directed by Stephen Layton. Stephen Layton led the host singers in the motet Attende Domine by Pierre Villette. John Rutter composed his Requiem in 1985 in memory of his father. In keeping with the precedent set by Brahms and Fauré, he chose to set a variety of texts, not just those from the traditional Catholic liturgy. Among the seven movements are two psalm settings, Psalm 23 and the one we'll hear, a setting of Psalm 130, Out of the Deep. It begins with a plaintive cello solo, which joins with and comments on the choral setting of the psalm. We'll hear the Cambridge singers perform, directed by the composer. Cello soloist is Stephen Orton. Music of John Rutter on With Heart and Voice. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in a setting of Psalm 130, Out of the Deep, taken from his Requiem. Cello soloist was Stephen Orton. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The opening phrase of Psalm 130 in Latin is De Profundis Clamavi. Composer Guy Weitz wrote an organ meditation on this psalm in 1949, which exquisitely portrays the feeling of the text. Exiled from his native Belgium during the First World War, he spent the remainder of his life in England, serving from 1917 to 1967 as organist of the Jesuit Church in Farm Street, Mayfair. Earlier in his life, he'd studied organ in Paris with Vidor and Guillemont, as well as composition with Vincent Dandy. Peter Wright performs De Profundis Clamavi on the historic T.C. Lewis organ at Southwark Cathedral. De Profundis Clamavi by Guy Weitz was performed by Peter Wright on the organ of Southwark Cathedral. Among the treasures found within the choral writing in Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah is a lovely setting of a portion of Psalm 91, written for 8-part chorus, in which a 4-part women's chorus is juxtaposed with a 4-part men's choir. For He Shall Give His Angels Charge Over Thee is performed by the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra. Richard Hickox conducts. Richard Hickox led the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra in For He Shall Give His Angels Charge Over Thee, taken from Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. With the gradual introduction of liturgy and biblical reading in the vernacular following the Reformation, came the development of a great number of psalters, the Psalms being some of the first true music of the Church. In 1567, Thomas Tallis contributed 9 Tunes for Archbishop Parker's Psalter, which was a collection of English settings for a metrical psalter being compiled for Matthew Parker, the first Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury. These 9 tunes were written for a variety of psalms and include some very familiar melodies even today. The 3rd one was chosen by Ralph Vaughan Williams for his Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis in the 20th century. Another is known as Tallis Canon, and a 3rd is Tallis Ordinal, both tunes which are in current use in many hymnals. Listen as the Tallis scholars sing Tunes for Archbishop Parker's Psalter. Peter Phillips conducts.
Yeah.
Peter Phillips led the Tallis Scholars in Tunes for Archbishop Parker Salter by Thomas Tallis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of my absolute favorite choral settings of any psalm is Herbert Howell's setting of Psalm 42, Like as the Heart Desireth the Water Brooks. With his richly modal harmonic language, he conveys both the longing of a soul for God and the torment and taunts of the Israelites' captors as they are in exile. We'll hear a performance by the choir of men and boys of the Washington National Cathedral led by Douglas Major. Eric William Suter plays the organ.
Thank you.
Like as the heart desireth the water brooks, a setting of Psalm 42 by Herbert Howells in a performance by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. Douglas Major conducted and Eric William Suter accompanied. The Geistliches Lied by Johannes Brahms sets a beautiful text of assurance and comfort by 17th century writer Paul Fleming. Brahms's flowing choral counterpoint weaves seamlessly with the accompaniment to provide something of a musical blanket to illustrate the comforting text. We'll listen to a fine transcription of this piece, also known by its English title, Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee. Organist Mel Butler is joined by the Boston Brass in this arrangement by Gary Olson.
Thank you.
Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee by Johannes Brahms, arranged for organ and brass by Gary Olson. Mel Butler and the Boston Brass performed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to choral and organ settings of psalm texts and other music of reflection and comfort for Lent. I hope you found the music to be meaningful and enjoyable. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available on the web at withheartandvoice.org, and you can find us on social media via Facebook or by our Twitter handle at @WHeartAndVoice. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.